Good afternoon and welcome to Stage Talk, a weekly conversation about local theater. My name is Mark Muro, and Jean Paul is not here today. And today we'll be talking about Under 30, Out North's annual showcase of local artists doing original work. And to talk about it, we have Jack Dalton and Leslie Ward. Welcome.
Hi. Thanks.
Hello.
Well, let's just start off by defining Under 30 for Out North. Would you care to go? Jack, you're directing.
Yes.
And Leslie, you are one of the artists showcasing your original work.
I like to pretend
well, what
I'm
is Under 30?
Under 30, every year, Out North puts on the idea of getting people who are interested in doing theater or performance to bring shows that are less than 30 minutes long to present at Out North during their Under 30 time.
That's right. Yeah, I've done it 5 times.
Congratulations.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. It was fun. It's interesting.
We were talking about them earlier.
We were. And every time you do it, you're supposed to do something different. And you're supposed to extend your discipline, your art. Like Leslie, for instance, what are you doing and what's your specialty?
Yeah, well, I'm a choreographer in town and usually perform as a dancer. So it's been a big stretch for me to start to put together work as a storyteller and to write a script. And so definitely it's a stretch. But it seems like it's going to be a natural fit. We'll see. Adding movement to a story to tell a story about an experience that happened to me this summer that became a big project.
And what could you, not to give it away.
I don't want to give away too much, but I was teaching in a village this summer when we had a tragedy occur, and there's a resulting 1,000 Cranes for Alaska suicide prevention project that came out of it. And so I'll be telling the story of what it was like to be in the village during a tragedy and what happened afterwards and just the immense amount of energy that we were able to bring around this issue of suicide prevention, and there's an audience participation component. So
okay, and this is your experience that you're actualizing?
Yes, yeah, it just happened this summer, so.
Oh, okay, wow. And Jack, who else is performing and what are they doing? Do you know?
We've got Eric Gilliam, who's a local magician. In fact, he just, 2010, or maybe it was this last spring, I can't remember the exact date, won the World Youth Magician Contest in Las Vegas. And so he loves magic and he wants to go from just doing magic to actually storytelling through magic, using magic as the vehicle for storytelling. And so he'll be telling a story, which is going to be really interesting. He's going to essentially mime the whole thing of the discovery of magic and the use of magic and sort of getting comfortable and becoming a magician. And so he's telling the story that way. And it's a lot of fun because, you know, he has a Superman moment and and mischievous moments. And then there's also Stephanie Ajax Brown, who's going to be doing Butoh, which is also, it's a Japanese form of sort of exaggerated performance, taking an emotion and pushing it to its outermost boundaries.
Like kabuki?
It was actually, I know because I've studied a little bit of Butoh, and I know Stephanie's work too through her work at UAA. Butoh was a modern dance form. It was the rebellion from the theaters like No and Kabuki in Japan that were highly formalized, and it looks at some of the darker sides of humanity, things making the grotesque beautiful and really using that same form of Japanese discipline, applying it in this way that just creates these poignantly difficult moments and bringing them to light through movement. So, and I've seen Stephanie's work, and it's very powerful.
Huh.
And she's doing a new piece regarding having an injury and possibly not being able to walk again and sort of the emotional ride that created.
Oh, fascinating.
So it's we've got the
we're
huge,
going all over the place.
For three, three performances, it's vastly, vastly diverse and in terms of the form as well as the presentation.
And you're directing all three?
I'm directing all three.
And how's that going?
Well, I'm glad I found out it was next week because I've been busy. I've been wrapped up with the Alaska Native Playwrights Project the last couple weeks. And so
I just got back into town on Monday.
Yeah,
I've been gone for a month. And so you've met with Eric.
Met with Eric.
Already,
and this weekend I'll probably
we'll be
meeting
working
with,
together
so,
soon.
But luckily, for instance, Leslie and Stephanie are consummate performers already. So it's going to be less about directing them and more about, okay, what sort of technical things do you want?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just shaping the show.
Yeah, shaping mm-hmm. it as opposed mm-hmm. to directing it. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I know when I did it, lots of times there would be no direction. And just like at the last minute, kind of, you would just talk to the technical people and, you know, just establish mm-hmm. a couple positions on stage and where your spotlights are going to be and then musical cues and everything. Because it's only 29 minutes.
Right.
And, you know, all this time under 30, I thought, it, you know, people performing under 30 years of age, that's what it sounds
like. I
like
to pretend that that's the
yeah,
case.
Yeah, but 29 minutes. One of the problems I realized with it would be that if you're onto something, when you do it, then what's the next step? Do you develop it into like a full-length work, which could very well happen, but then where's the venue? You see, and it's kind of up to you. There wouldn't be like a follow-up to say, well, clearly yours was the best, and we want to make it into a show because you're so wonderful.
We're going to buy the rights and send
well,
it
there's,
to Hollywood.
There's an interesting story about one of those performances a few years ago. Alison Morden did Ode to the Polar Bear.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
And that ended up getting picked up by a theater company.
She just did it.
Yeah, and she...
But none of the material, I was talking to Allison the other day,
okay.
and she said that it's totally new. But the concept is
the concept
there.
Started.
The polar bear theme
right.
carried over, but she said it's all different material from the Out North show.
Okay, that's interesting.
Yeah. Yeah, but still, that's right. You could do it like that. But, you know, you're on your own, basically.
Yes,
after
that's
true. It's like the little starter kit to get yourself rolling and everything.
Yeah,
and
I know for me it's been a nice way of learning about how to start delving into this new medium and start delving into storytelling. I've always written but never put the words together with the movement on stage for myself, and so it'll be a nice, maybe it'll open a door for that.
Definitely.
Kind of
and
work.
You're lucky to have Jack because that's what Jack
yeah,
does.
Yeah, well.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Storytelling. So yeah, and it's, I think essentially that's what theater is. It's all storytelling one way or another, whether it's mimed or whether it's danced or whether, mm-hmm. you know, it's just like a script-based play. It's all a narrative. You
especially
can't get away
when it's
that.
One person. You can't get away from the fact that right. any one person performance is a form of storytelling. Mm-hmm. When you have more than one person and it's the scripting is a little bit more, you know, I have to say my lines because you have to go right. off of that, becomes a lot less storytelling. Whereas if you're one person, no matter how scripted it is, there's always going to be that very strong aspect of storytelling there.
Yeah, and these are all personal stories, it seems like, and ones that are pretty close to all of us. I mean, we each have our own path of transformation, it sounds like, seems to be a through line between all three of these. And so...
Yeah,
you know,
you'll
hold
notice
them pretty close.
A theme emerge, even mm-hmm. if they're the most desperate topics, mm-hmm. that there always seems to be some unifying thing and coincidences between the three pieces. You know?
Yeah.
It's interesting that way.
Serendipity works.
Yeah, it's amazing. It's amazing how that happens. Yeah. So how long have you been working on this here, Leslie?
Well, the story I've been, it's been, gosh, because it's something that's fairly recent and just happened the beginning of June and picked up to sort of a fever pitch. And I've been retelling the story just as a steward for this experience, this transformative experience that happened to me. And so I feel like I just keep going back into it since this first began and finding new ways to make it present, finding new ways to get it out there for the community, because I'm asked to tell the story so many times that, you know, I don't want it to become stale, and I'm sure that's something that you are dealing with as a storyteller. When you script something and you feel like you've told it the same way, but it's something that had so much emotion at the beginning, I don't want it to become something that I can tell like what I had for breakfast.
Like Pat, like, you know, yeah. So where the emotion is dissipated.
Yeah.
And then this story kind of calcifies into just a rote piece.
Right. And so I feel like it hasn't really stopped evolving since it began in June. And this is just the next chapter of its evolution in being able to generate movement and to retell it in a new way.
And you're processing it still.
Mm-hmm, it is. It's still very fresh. And it's one of the most powerful events in my life so far to date. So
the good thing about doing it, the telling of the story is part of the process.
It is, and it's
a
continuation.
And if you had all the answers, you wouldn't feel as compelled to actually do it.
No, and in my hope is that the audience becomes part of the story, and then it continues its momentum on into the community, because it feels like a very important message for our community, a message about creative connectivity and about making sure you're paying attention to people in a way that's very poignant and useful and real. So that hopefully it'll have its own momentum, that they'll start practicing telling the same story as soon as they leave the theater.
Yeah. And for those of you who are just joining us, this is Stage Talk. And here our guests are Jack Dalton and Leslie Ward talking about this year's Under 30, which is happening next week at Out North. With these shows, I also see there's only three people on the bill, which I like better than last year, which had four people. So because I think four people was a bit much, because it's very kind of, you know, it's intense. The pieces are intense. And I think people can only absorb so much. So I think that's an improvement. Because usually
like
it was
nice
only three
number.
And then they went to four for a while and it became exhausting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that's a good thing.
And I think there's a big difference between, I mean, because some of the pieces in the past have been more, you know, created out of thin air and taking be it a political thing or something, and having the piece evolve around that versus these very personal stories that people are telling. And there's always a difference in intensity between those two things.
Mm-hmm. And so we would call this performance art, Jack? It's a hybrid form.
Yeah, it is very hybrid. Some of the pieces, I have a feeling Stephanie's piece will be a lot more performance art-like. Mm-hmm. Leslie's probably is at the, you know, within this group at the other end of the spectrum, which is more storytelling, even though there's movement involved. And then Eric's falls somewhere in between, because his is mostly, you know, he has literally, I think he says five words in the entire piece. Mm-hmm. The rest of it is...
So it's mime.
It's
and
mimed.
Magic.
Mime and magic.
Mime and magic.
That's a great band name.
His autobiography. Yeah. And performance art being, quick definition would be...
Performance art is a lot more abstract and less scripted. It's more you take an idea and then you just play around with that idea, as opposed to having something that's scripted.
And
performance art is a lot more interactive with the audience, whereas what we're going to be seeing with these pieces is a lot, you know, even though there is some interaction, is a lot more one-sided.
Mm-hmm. And I feel like in performance art, you get to pick and choose from a big spectrum of ways that you'd like to express the idea. I mean, everything from
the vocabulary
movement
is expanded.
To written spoken word and all kinds of things, all sorts of props, and you know, everything's fair game. I mean, you can really kind of pick and choose from anything once you're up there. So
breaking eggs on your head.
Sure, I'm gonna put that in tonight.
Yeah,
great.
How will that go?
Well, that's a great title. Breaking eggs on my head. Sounds like something from the 80s.
Mime and magic, breaking eggs on your head. That happens next week.
Hey, that's the band and the title of the CD.
There we go.
Okay, well, thank you so much for coming down and sharing your experiences with us.
Thanks.
We were talking with Jack Dalton and Leslie Ward about Under 30, Out North's annual showcase of local artists doing original work. And this will be opening next week.
Mm-hmm. Friday and Saturday, and then runs for one more weekend afterwards.
Great.
Third and fourth.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Now, here's the Stage Talk calendar, and remember, for another calendar or to post your event, go to Datebook 49 on alaskapublic.org. Cyrano's presents Love, Loss, and What I Wore, which runs through February 5th. Showtimes are Thursday through Saturday at 7 and Sunday at 3. For tickets and information for either show, call 263-ARTS or go to centertix.net. Cyrano's is also presenting a special stage reading of The Night Thoreau Spent in Jail next Wednesday, January 25th at 7 p.m. This is a timely play about civil disobedience that both Tea Party and Occupy people will appreciate. No reservations are necessary. Anchorage Community Theater's production of Steel Magnolias opens next Friday, January 27th, and continues through February 19th. This excellent play about women's lives takes place entirely in a beauty parlor. Showtimes are Friday and Saturday at 7 with a Sunday matinee at 3. Tickets are available online at acthome.net, or you can call 868-4913. Up in Wasilla, this is the last weekend to see Valley Performing Arts production of God's Favorite, which runs through January 22nd. Showtimes are Friday and Saturday at 8 p.m. and Sunday at 2. For tickets and information, call 373-0195 or go to valleyperformingarts.org. And finally, Out North presents its annual production of Under 30. short under 30-minute plays by local artists. Performances are January 27th and 28th, February 3rd and 4th at 8 p.m. For tickets and information, call 263-ARTS or go to centertix.net or call Out North. Well, that's it for this week. If you'd like to download free podcasts of Stage Talk, visit our website at alaskapublic.org. Thanks for listening. Until next time, I'm Mark Muro for KSKA.